Back here on the Mighty 690-917, and it is time for our update from Sun Group. We have Keith Beaumont, who joins us on the line. Good morning, Keith. How's it going?
Good morning, James. Everything's going great.
Hey, good deal. What is new with everything over at Sun Group?
Well, we've got, of course, quite a few new listings that we've put on. We've got some nice little land listings. We've got some really large acre stuff down to some really small acre stuff, down to that 20-acre range, 40-acre range, all the way up to over a couple thousand. So a lot of stuff there. Of course, a lot of residential listings and that sort of thing. So we've had a lot of things going on real estate. Also, too, auction-wise, we've been pretty busy with all that, too, as I've been talking a lot about those. But we've been kind of going every weekend. And this next weekend, we will be off. We've got something planned, so we're going to take off this coming Saturday, tomorrow. But then we'll be back at it the following Saturday. So also, just want to just briefly talk just a little bit about that auction, since that'll be coming up here sooner than later, and we're looking about a week away. We've got a pretty cool little setup lineup for us that day. We've got a 95 Ford F-350, the 5-speed manual transmission. It's got 185,000 miles on it, and this has got the 7.3-liter diesel engine in it. It's also got a flatbed on it, single cab. This truck has a welder actually on it. We'll sell it separate from the truck in case somebody wants it separate, but that's what he did with it, is he kept his welder on it, and he did a little welding from time to time. So that's what its primary use was. So I know a lot of people are pretty hot on them 7.3 liters, especially the manual transmission, so definitely want to mention that. Also, too, there's a 75 Ford F-Series flatbed pickup. This is an older single cab Ford pickup. That'll be in there as well. And another pretty good item, I think, is the little dozer that we have. This is kind of one of those, to me, this is kind of a perfect size dozer because, you know, it could be moved around with just a large pickup. You wouldn't have to have a semi and all that. But it's a D3 Cat. This is a D3 Caterpillar tractor, Hydrostrat. It's got the 6-point blade on it. Pretty good machine. Just has 3,800 hours on it, and this thing just fires right up whenever you turn the key over. So a really good machine there. Also, too, there is a nice tractor that's in it. It's a Case 870. Another real nice tractor. It's got just right at 5,000 hours on it. And another one of those that just clicks right on whenever you turn the key. So I think both of those are very good pieces of equipment right there. Also, too, some of the other things, you know, equipment-wise, there's a batwing mower that's in it, 15-foot batwing mower. Not big, huge wood splitter that'll be in there. This thing's even got a little crane on it to pick up bigger logs and set up on the frame so you could split the wood. Also, too, we've got a Lincoln welder in there. It's a Lincoln electric range welder / generator. Have that in there. And someone asked the other day on the hours on that. It's 265. I just looked yesterday, so I want to mention that. 12-foot disc, lots of shop stuff, and more than what I can go through on here. But we've got tons and tons. There's a metal lathe. There's some electric welders, plasma cutter. We have a plasma cutter in this one. One of those Grizzly mill drills, for those that know what those are, they can punch holes in metal. Pretty cool, big machine. It's a great big one, big commercial size one. You know, chainsaws, tools, drill doctors, I mean, you name it. We've got a couple nice little trailers in there. We've got a little gooseneck trailer in there. And right off the top of my head, I don't remember how long that was. But real handy size. We've also got a little two-wheel utility trailer with a ramp on it. And then again, guys, just, you know, we've got generators. We've got air compressors, gas air compressors, bench grinders, chop saws, tap and die sets, just lots of just kind of shop stuff, right? And the guy liked to fabricate, so there's going to be a lot of that type of stuff. We've got a lot of course, different types of scrap metal and that sort of thing that'll be in here. So, and also, too, for those that scrap, there's pretty a load there, I think, of scrap kind of here and there, some different pipe and that sort of thing there, too. So it would be good for welding or if nothing else, I guess, scrapping. So anyways, pretty cool little auction there. I think we've got a lot of good stuff to offer in that one. And so definitely check that one out. And, of course, as always, I can give you more information if I need to send it to you. And then also, too, while we're talking about that auction, I'm going to remind everyone, following that auction the following weekend, same location, we're doing two different auctions there, but the next weekend we'll be doing an auction there. This will be a firearm sale of a personal collection from the handguns to long rifles that will be there the following weekend. So just make sure and keep that in mind, too. Again, let me know if you have questions on that. There is a lot. I think there's like 68 and tons and tons and tons of ammunition. So more stuff, again, than what I can talk about on here, but be happy to share some information if someone has some more questions about that. So anyways, got a couple really fun ones, I think, coming up. Looks like so far the weather looks like it's going to cooperate with us real nice and all that good stuff. So if not, we just get tough and go through it anyway. So, but anyways, that's kind of what we have coming up in the lieu of auctions. Again, guys, check out our real estate stuff because we've been putting a lot on. It's that time of the year. We just got a lot going on. And so, you know, I may miss something on here, but for sure get on our website, sungrouprealestate.com. And check out those listings, check out our upcoming auctions, and, you know, let me know again if you have any questions. And I know a lot of people are on Facebook and that sort of thing, too. And if you get on there, go to Keith Beaumont, Realtor/Auctioneer, and then Sun Group. If you do that, you'll be able to find me on Facebook, which I get these auctions posted there, listings and that sort of thing. And there's probably more pictures, you know, we can get on there than anywhere. So it's probably one of the best places to look outside of the website. So, yeah, so check that out there, too. And if you've got questions on, you know, anything auction real estate related, you know, for sure let me know. Be happy to talk with you about that. Or if you're considering doing it, we kind of want to know how that process works or, you know, just any questions regarding, you know, your real estate and auctions. Please let me know. I've gotten calls and text people from people on here before, so feel free to do that either way. And you know, if we need to get together and look at something, you know, I'm happy to set an appointment. We can do that. So it doesn't cost for us just to get together and look at it and then decide, you know, if it's something that needs to be sold how or if you need to wait or, you know, whatever the recommendation may be. But that's what we'll figure out when we get together. So anyways, feel free, like I said, to give me a call. My phone number is 316-680-5131. Again, that's 316-680-5131. Again, you can call, text, if you got any questions. Appreciate all of you guys. Look forward to you next Saturday at the auction. We're going to miss you all this weekend as we're taking the weekend off, but we'll see you the next weekend.
All right, that's going to be a great one, Keith. We appreciate you coming on by, letting us know all about it, and look forward to chatting again soon.
Absolutely. And another thing, too, I just want to mention, James, as far as, you know, sometimes we talk about area events and stuff. This weekend in Longton, Kansas, they're doing their buggy side-by-side run. And so those that may be interested, I just want to mention that. That'll be this weekend in Longton. They do this all to raise money for the youth group, for the Baptist church there in town. But anyway, so it's for a good cause and makes for a really nice day if you just need something to do on a Saturday. So just wanted to throw that out there to everyone too.
Hey, thanks so much for bringing that to our attention here, and sounds like it's going to be a great event.
All right. Thank you very much. Talk to you guys next week.
All right. Sounds like a plan. Thanks so much. That is Keith Beaumont of Sun Group here on the Mighty 690, and we'll get into some beef industry news and back to Open Line in a moment.